Seeds from the Australian four-piece band from their debut album Mount Zero, and their name is called Swap Meet. The album is described as covering themes that happen in young adulthood, all the firsts that you experienced as love, heartbreak, embarrassment, and disaster is how they describe it. On top of that, they also say that it is a tribute to all the lives that can never be lived, all the past that will never be followed, and an ode to the one that lies just ahead too. And that was released in July, so pretty recently, and a brand new band for you guys to check out. That was Swap Meet from Mount Zero with the song Seeds once again. Before that was Neighborly from their album Kerplunk with the song All Night. And coming up, we have a band based in Montreal, Quebec called Knitting, who I played before and I've enjoyed, from their album Souvenir with the track Here Comes, followed by the band Rocket, which I've just discovered just for today's show, with the song 1 Million, so stay tuned. I also have some metal coming up as per usual, so I hope you're excited about that. If you want more metal, if you are enjoying the metal, then there's a show on Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. called Scream Therapy. Thanks so much for staying tuned in so far to my show. Hope you're enjoying the music so far, and I hope you get excited for Here Comes by Knitting coming up next, right after this.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Thank you.
As promised last week, that was Green Street by Flesh Water, the band based in Georgetown, Massachusetts, from their latest album, 2000 In Search of the Endless Sky. Before that was the band Rocket from their latest album, R is for Rocket, with the track 1 Million. And that almost brings me to my end of the hour. For today, we have one more. It is a Canadian metal band that I discovered just for you, just for the show, because I've been trying to find Canadian artists, Canadian bands, especially rock and metal, which I kind of struggle with. I find a lot of folk and alternative and pop, but rock and metal that I personally really like is tricky, so I put a lot of effort into it. And this one is a band that has been out since 2008, and it is powered and led and sustained by Cobra Page, who is the main songwriter, singer, and frontwoman of the band. She's been there the entire time through all the other members changing. She has been the constant in the band Cobra and the Lotus, and I've been really enjoying checking them out. I think it's a little bit different than the metal I usually play. It's not as new metal, but I think it's really fun, especially this song from their most recent album, Evolution. And yeah, they are recently emerged from the underground, mostly gaining some acclaim for their albums. Prevail, I'm pretty sure is what it's called. Let me double check that. But yeah, I hope you enjoy. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I hope you enjoy We Come and Done by Cobra and Lotus right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. See you guys next week. Bye.
Of a hero, you're dark in hell. Help me. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Jonathan Klein says the students he met at a climate protest in 2019 were angry. He had taken his daughter and her friends to a school strike in San Francisco, where thousands of students were protesting for climate action. He says the kids were frustrated with adults for not doing more when they have the power to do so, and for not preparing students for a climate-altered future.
It was like the rage that I heard from them. You know, the outrage and the clarity that this has to change.
Klein had spent years working in education, but after the protest, he started learning more about climate change. And soon he co-founded the nonprofit Undaunted K-12, which advocates for climate action in schools.
If our goal is to prepare young people for the future, then rising generations' futures are going to be deeply shaped by extreme weather and climate change, and in fact are already being shaped and disrupted by extreme weather. And so this is not somebody else's work, this is our work.
His group promotes climate education for students, tracks the impact of extreme weather on schools, and helps schools become more efficient with new HVAC systems and other appliances. So both schools and students are better prepared for some of the challenges of climate change. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Good day.